You know, I was looking on your website, and there was a photo of you playing the guitar. I think I was on the Inner Circle website.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I didn't know that you played guitar, and I read some stuff about that on there. And so the question is, do you have a dream guitar that you would love to own one day?
Interesting.
It could be electric or acoustic or historical or whatever. I'm just wondering if you're...
If you'd asked me that like 5 years ago, I would
really?
I would say absolutely. Now, I have my dream guitar. It's a nice Seagull. Seagull is made in Canada. I forget the wood. I think it's a cherry wood or something like that. But it's all handmade. It's a handmade acoustic guitar. It's got a really big neck. It's got really nice inlay on the neck. And it just sounds really, really good when it has new strings. Unfortunately,
yeah,
it doesn't have new strings right now, but it's one of those. I really love this thing. It sounds nice. I don't take it out as much anymore. You know, we went to a neighbor's above us for dinner, and it was a funny story behind it because you know, Anne-Marie said we're vegetarian, and I said, oh, we'll make fish, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know. But so we ended up just eating salad, you know, and so. Kind of like pushing the fish around on our plate. And so, but afterwards we, you know, she had a guitar and she brought it out. And so we started to play and we just had a blast. We had so much fun. And I don't do that enough anymore. I used to host an open mic and, you know, used to do that every other Thursday and used to go down to the coffee shop and, you know, hang out with all the other musicians and have some fun with that. I think that's why I kind of am okay with speaking in public. You know, I don't really get nervous or anything like that, but you know, it's something that I'd like to get back to. It's something that I'd like to do, you know, on a little bit more of a regular basis. But for right now, I mean, the mission is so big. It's so much larger than I ever thought it would be. And not to say that. I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't know it was going to be this big this quick. I guess that's kind of what you can say. And so that this mission is so big, you know, I think that my energy, my creative energy is better served there than you know, creating songs or anything like that. So that's where I am right now. You know, the Seagull. I have the dream guitar. I'm good. You know, I went into the store and literally like the guy. There's two sections of this store, and this was a while back. And there's two sections of the music store. It's called the East Coast Music Mall here,
mm-hmm.
and they have like regular acoustic guitars, and then they have this like special room. And I knew that I had graduated to the point where I could like walk into the special room. So it's like a kind of glass enclosed, and it's got furry walls, so it'll actually muffle the sound.
Yeah.
And so I asked the guy, I'm like, I want to go in that room. He's like, are you sure? You know, because I was a little younger, probably 5 years ago. And so I walked into the room, and I started, you know, it's one of those rooms where you don't know if you can actually touch the guitar. So the guy stands there, and you like point, and he like hands them to you.
Yeah.
And so I started, you know, playing on a few and just didn't get the right sound. And then this one, you know, the minute I just played, I was like, wow. I'm like, this just sounds so much better than any guitar that I've ever played before. And I had a Seagull before, but it was not this good. And
did
it actually
been... blow you away?
What's that?
Did the price tag blow you away, though?
You know what? I thought it was going to be about twice what the price tag was because Seagulls are notoriously cheap for their sound.
Uh-oh.
And the Seagull I had before I bought from a friend got crushed in a car accident. So I was really bummed because this was kind of a stripped down version, but I thought the price was going to be double. And when he told me the price, I was like, with a case? He was like, yeah, I'll throw in a case. I'm like, all right. And then I actually went back because he told me he was going to get me some sort of humidifier that I would put in the neck or in the actual guitar when I'm storing it. And the manager was there and he looked at the price. He's like, he gave that to you for this? And I'm like, yeah. Like, is there anything wrong with that, you know? And he's just like, man, he probably fired the guy, you know, I don't know. But apparently he needed to make a sale or something, and I got a good deal on it.
Well, that's a cool story.
Let's go to something else personal. I heard you have recorded a musical album. Is that true?
Oh, my, who told you that?
I'm not telling you who told me. I think you told Jim at one point. So you did.
Oh, my gosh. You guys
did
know
you?
Too much. You know too much.
Come on, Kevin, tell me. Spill the beans on that one.
Yes, I have this album. It's I printed. Where do I start with this one? I play guitar. I love playing guitar, and so I haven't done it a lot recently either. I mean, this might sound like depressing, right? I haven't done the things I love recently, but I love what I'm doing because I know what it's going to do. I know how many people we're going to reach. So it's kind of like a bittersweet kind of thing, right? So I play guitar, and I've always played guitar since high school, and I think that's why I have the ability to kind of be a little bit of a ham and kind of be personal, because I've been on stage for a while. I've played guitar, and I've played for the jazz band, and what else have I done? You know, I've really kind of been in the light for a little bit, and even in college, I won the... I won like the Mr. Champagne, which was our dorm. I won the Mr. Champagne competition, and no one really thought I was going to win because, you know, all these other guys like came on and they were like flexing their muscles and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out and I had these like colored boxers on. I had these like jeans on, and I had colored boxers on underwear underneath.
Uh-huh.
So literally, I went up on stage and I dropped my pants with my colored boxers, and I started playing my guitar and I started singing. Annie, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. And everyone, like, literally, no one knew what to expect. I mean, we had these, like, football players who were, like, shirts off, like, flexing their muscles, you know? And I come out, this skinny guy with this curly, crazy hair, I come out and I drop my pants and I start singing Annie, you know, with my guitar. I mean, it's just, you know, it was pretty awesome. So I've always been on stage. And I've always been having a lot of fun with it. And I probably should make up some songs about like raw food and sing them, you know, when we're kind of out and about. But
mm-hmm.
you know, who knows? we'll see what happens. But
so
anyway,
there's no video recording of you doing that, right?
I don't think this is video. Goodness, I hope there's. Well, I would kind of enjoy that if there was, but I don't know. So I after college I was still playing and I started to do some open mics here back home in Connecticut, and I hosted an open mic and I started playing around in Danbury and local areas, and I just I decided one day I was just going to record a little CD. So I got a little 8-track recorder, and I started playing, and I recorded some harmony, and I had a friend come over, and we kind of played some stuff together, and so we put together this, I think it's got a 10-track album. It's called God Loves Guinea Pigs,
mm-hmm.
and it's 10 tracks. I mean, I probably can sell them now. I only printed 100. I probably sold 50. You know,
that's
so.
Funny.
So yeah, and I drew the little guinea pigs on the front, and the reason it's called God Loves Guinea Pigs is just because, you know, we're all kind of guinea pigs, and you know, we're all kind of exploring what our own little worlds are, and our own little you know, what things are thrown at us. We're kind of just a big experiment, that kind of thing. So that's why it was called that, and it's fun. Anne-Marie has actually made T-shirts with the cover, and it's actually pretty cute. And Anne-Marie
wears
it all the time. Yeah.